Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. In everything by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work that we do.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, Thursday Live, the name of the show. Oh, Johan, that was just too much. You know, I'm just a boy from the dusty towns of Pretoria, and who glorifies the Father, who would see that in everything being done, it is to the glory of the Most High, and that multitudes should come to the conservation, you know, the very aspect of knowing Him, and knowing Him beyond all inhibitions. And this is what has been driving me throughout, the love of the Father and His grace, just abundantly. And it is an honor to hear from you saying these things. I don't deserve them, and I know you mean them well. And may the Father bless you even abundantly as you continue to be the pioneer across all boundaries, speaking the word of hope and goodwill and salvation to everyone across all nations and all languages, all ages. Thank you very much for being the suzerain vassal. It means the holy vessel of the Most High. Thank you for always pouring the incense of worship, which is a beautiful fragrance in the nostrils of the Most High. May you continue and don't lose heart. All right, it is now 9 minutes over the hour 6, and we will be together. And today we are introducing Evangelist Green, Pastor Green. This is a man who has a history that is so bad, a history that is so bad. It's a miracle he's alive. You know, he's been with gangs, and he's been into drug deals, into shootings and all those kinds of things. We are bringing him in on the show. He's a minister now, a changed man. And we are bringing in Pastor Makabu, and we are also bringing in Apostle Pumlamfen. And then next week we are bringing in back Sitembi Lesrame. She's coming back next week. And of course, if you can remember very well, Sitembi Lesrame, together with Apostle Pumlamfen, have been continuously with us, even in the recordings. So that will be taking place as from next week. But now, here's a promise that my grandmother used to say this to me. I just couldn't understand. I was a young boy because I lived with my grandmother until I was 11. She couldn't take care of me anymore because she was too old. And then she was losing her breath, and I could see her dying, you know. And she once said to me, "Don't cry." And it is because of this. Listen to this song. Jennifer Hudson. Jesus has made a home for me over there.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Tapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tse dikgolo fa e le ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re e dirang mo lefaseng la Aforika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are together. I tried to connect with Evangelist Green. Looks like his brother-in-law, cousin of the wife, has passed on. But just in 10 minutes, I will connect with him. And then we take it from there. Let me welcome the Apostle Phumla Mfene. Greetings to you, Apostles.
Greetings to you, Muruti, and to all our wonderful, wonderful listeners of the...
Are you well?
I'm well and kept by God's grace. Eh? We'll be grateful to God.
Still keeping up the faith.
Hey, I'm not sure it's Baba.
No, that is what is wanted. That is what is needed. That we stay in Him all the time, and He will continuously guide us throughout and out and out. Let me welcome Umfundis Makamo also on the line. Muruti, greetings to you. Welcome to the show.
Ngiyabingelela Umfundis Swami Ninjani.
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Ngibingelela Apostle Phumla Mfene. Ngibingelela the Board of Christ. Ngibingelela the Board of Christ all over the world. Lapha bamamela bakhona.
Yes,
Muruti.
In a short while, I think in about 10 to 15 minutes, we will be joined also by Pastor Green. Yomkumbula Makamo, Pastor Green.
Pastor Green, yes, I remember.
Yeah, I do remember. Wala Pete Davidson, yes.
Yomkumbula.
Yeah, he will join us. And then, of course, we are continuing. Basaphile ekhaya kodwa, Makamo.
I'm from the same Basaphile, man. Ngikade kufika manje bendise eMpumalanga White River.
Yenzana ema White River manje. Wenzana ema White River manje.
Hey mfundisi yazi indoda kumele iphande.
Aw so yaphanda.
Yeah. Eh hayi kodwa iphande kabi. Iphanda kahle. Eh akusomgherezo.
Kusho wena ukuthi indoda kufanele iphande manje ngiyazibona
ukuthi. Eh yabona mfundisi angithi a man must work.
Really?
That is the word. A man must work.
The land.
The land.
Yes.
And become. So I was there to become.
To work the land.
To work the land.
Okay.
So I was there to work the land.
So we will see.
So I ngambe zolo.
Yeah.
Bangiphatha kahle bokatlego le. Nabona tate mukapa mukaba
yeah kuhle maba kuphathe kahle labo ukhona mfo man
ubathe ninonile mfundisi I'm telling you
ngiyakuzwa la ngendlela ukukhuluma ngakhona yenza indoda bayinonile uyizwa la ngokudelela hey
I'm telling you.
Indoda mayidelela kanje hayi nonile straight.
Nonile.
Yabona ke kuhle ukuthi mawufika ekhaya bese uthatha lo mnono unikeza lapha umamfundisi yabona.
Baba bajabule bonke mangeke.
Hallelujah. Utshela umamfundisi ukuthi mamfundisi nazi ibusi sikhuleka ukuthi kube neminono eminingi engiyilethayo uyayibona.
Uthi ufuna kuzizikhulumela ngokwakhe ngeyitete enkangala.
Nakoge. Hayi, kuhle. Makafike. Sizojabula ukumbona, sizojabula kakhulu. Anyway,
amen.
Tonight, hey, we are talking about a spiritual radiance.
Yes.
The light that is seen in the lives of the saint, the believers.
Yeah.
Now, this is a big challenge because abantu bakhanyisa zabo ibani.
Yeah,
ubheka ama emblem ane ibani bani.
Hey mfundisi.
No, uke wabona ama emblem. Yazi ngihlale ngizwa abantu bathi hey ibhedge ezixcc. Na ama emblem wenu nani? Kuyafana ane okay. Labazalwane ubona ungana emblem.
Uma ana same mutenzethu.
Yeah. kunokunye ukukhanya khanyanyana nejuwana ngathi landiza
njalo
ya bese ngathi flaga yasempumalanga bese yabheka lawo bese amkat manje hawo uyayibona belo kubethe
bakhala nyonini
hey bathabanye hey abanye banana nani hey banana nani nawo nazo lezo zinto lezo nawo unazi bani zakho uyayibona inkinga enkulu esiyibonayo ke le eyikhathini eyiningi the very notion of being the light, in other words, we are talking about radiating the light of the Father, and this radiance is not the radiance that we necessarily see. In other words, at times you might not be seeing it, but others would be seeing it.
Yeah.
We are born. Others would be seeing it. Nanoma wena ungaboni lokukhanya kukaNkulunkulu kuwe. Abanye bayakubona. Sometimes it would happen that you are, let's put it this way, you are going through a lot. Let's say you are in hospital. Let's say you're sick. Let's say you're going through multiple operations. And no one seems to be saying anything, let me put it in inverted commas, godly about you. You know, and people are talking about your injuries, about your disease, about your operation, the procedure, and all those kinds of things and stuff. Others, when you tell them your age, they go like, hey, ukulile, man. The operation, this is a major operation. You know, and they don't say much. Until one day when you get discharged and someone said, you know, there's something different about you. Just like that. They don't even know what it is, but inside you know that they have seen the Christ. The Hamashiach himself. Radiating through your life on your sick bed. Sometimes it can be in your stress, your distress, your losses. Still, people see that light. Now, we're in a country that is full of opinions. If there's one thing that one should say, 2024 has seen a South Africa that is full of opinions. And these opinions have led to actions. Some of the actions we will regret as time goes on. Some of the actions we will, because of the opinions, maybe we will thank the Father. But in the light of all these things that are happening, you and I have a light that has been put in us, which has to radiate Christ. So that as they make decisions, as they pull out opinions, as they make views, as they take directions, as they do whatever it is that they feel entitled to do, they've considered also what the light in you was showing them. Now, other lights are pointing to denominations and pastors and evangelists and the internet preachers and all those things. It's monies and people. Pastors are scamming people of monies. 170,000, 80,000. 700,000. We're going to buy a machine for drilling a mine and all. Oh, Kosia. Others have gone on to actually say they are the lights of their ministries. People are looking up to them. Look at the plants. If you look at them, ever since I was a boy, I would look at the plants. The plants, they follow the light of the sun throughout the day. And when the day sets, yes. Just like the sunflower, when the day sets, it's like it's becoming sad, it bows. And when the sun comes, it starts to focus on the direction of the sun.
That's the what sun, yes.
That is what nature does, is looking at the sun, and the Father has put the light in us. And everything that he has created should have its focus on the light that is in us. We are the light on a hill that cannot be put under a bough. But it looks like some of our lights have been switched off a long time ago. And then we've switched on our own kinds of lights that reflect us and not the Christ in us. And that's it's a big national problem. It's a big, if it's not an international problem, it's a big national problem. We see much of a deterioration because of the advancing darkness. Now, Job chapter 11, verse 17, check it out. It says, and your life would be brighter than noonday. Your life would be brighter than noonday. Though you were dark, you will be like the morning. Our light is supposed to be brighter than the noonday. You know when it's noon, midday, the light is at its brightest. And our light has been made to be brighter than the noonday.
Mm.
And this means a lot of things. Whatever it is that the knowledge of the light of the world is giving, the Father has given us the knowledge of the light of heaven, which is Christ himself. And he proclaims greater wisdom. And some of the wisdoms that Christ has proclaimed over the years, many, many people have gone on to suppress. It's a situation that we face. It's a problem that we face. What comes to mind, Mfundisi Makam?
Yeah, Mfundisi Wami, into challenge.
Yeah.
When Yahusha HaMashiach came to earth, Akusu huya kali Christianity. Igama lithi Christianity.
Never.
Akusu huye. He is the Messiah. He is Christ.
Yeah.
But he did not tell people kutu abantu bangalandela bangabome bangama Christ. Baligene kanjani lelo gama lithi you are Christian. As they were doing, they were talking, they were whatever they were doing. Babe buke kuye, maba babona, babona kuti labantu labala, bafana na loya muntu loyana, babe tu Jesu, o Christ. They began to call them, ukuthi this, bangabo Christ abangane labantu. Laqala lapho laba abo Christ abancane. So akusiyibo bathi nibo sibiza ukuthi singama Christ. No. But impilo yabo yayireflecta u Christ. And that is the reason baqala bathi these people are Christian.
Yeah.
Uyikhona ku earth. This brings me to Exodus chapter 33, no 34. Moses went to enter in Ayokuluma Kulunkulu for 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible says, when Moses came back, Israel, Mabambuka, Bebe Mbaleka, Bambaleka, Babaleka, Lento Abayibuka, Yukutu, Mabambuka, Lomund. Irradiance yakhe akusiyo le sijwayele ngoba usuka lapha suka khona and lapha suka khona ufana nalo ya muntu asuka kuye uyasabeka kusokuthi lo nkulunkulu asuka kuye uyasabeka lo simbona ngenyawo imbili lola siyamsaba bayambaleka and Moses in order to talk to them wayezivala ngivili akhulume then ke uma asuma seba aqedile asukile kubo khani avule iveil for a long time because le nto afika amekuyo yayehlele kuye. Let us come to Peter, the day of Peter iqudela khala uPeter bekayifihlile elandela ngasemuvu lapho afika ahlala khona. The Bible says go to kweza ntombo zani yasekathi lo ufana nalo ya this man uPeter wathi no angmas but ngoba wayehlala naye intombazane yabuya yathi nangendlela akukhuluma ngayo ufana naye uPeter wathi hay hay ungazonisuka yahamba intombazane yabuya izezomphinda lithi iBhayibheli uze wakhipha intamba wayithuka iqudela khala yini yayiyenza ukuthi intombazane out of abantu abaningi babekhona yafika yakukhomba uPeter it's because lapha ufika kwabantu labo uhlala nabo ufana nabo that is the reason kunisisho esithina inyone ezifanayo zindiza zonke ayikwazi ingulube ukuthi ihambe yondiza nekhozi ngoba indizi kodwa ingulube izahamba nezinye ingulube futhi uma uyithola ingcolile angeke uze uthuke ngoba izinto ezifanayo so emntana kaNkulunkulu abizwa ukuthi umntana kaNkulunkulu akafani nabanye abantu akafani nezinto ezenzakalayo around the world umntana kaNkulunkulu ubizwa ukuthi I am the child of God ufuza ubaba that is the reason the Bible says ku 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 uthi nandapha if you walk in the light as he is in the light you have a fellowship and that fellowship unayo ile ikwenza ufane naye because uni fellowship unobudlelwane kanye naye and the Bible says ayigcini ngokuthi na ube nobudlelwane kuphela the blood of his son Yahusha HaMashiach liyakugeza ligeza inkulumo uthi noma kuse umile phambi kwabantu awukhuluma into zakwamakamu nabompoyombo ukhuluma izinto zakababa lo urepresenta yena and that is the reason 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 if any man is in Christ is a new creature the old is gone behold everything becomes new leku verse 21 yithi na we are Christ's ambassador
yeah
I ambassador ngangala uma ngifike eGoli ukuthi ngikhuluma noma ngizizitha njengoba shoni ngangiqala uma bathi uma umthola emaputu eofisi lakhe as ambassador yase South Africa le Mozambique le akatholakala nama bodyguard ngendlela ixakayo but uma ngimthola la akasamelanga igovernment yase South Africa la umthola uzimele yena ngokwakhe ngoba usekhaya but le urepresenta another government akakhulume ezakhe ukukhulumela another government so ana uNkulunkulu ngendlela ahamba ngayo maka represent the kingdom le okuyiyo yumlethela okuyiyo yumrulayo okuyiyo yumahambisa okuyiyo yumdlisa that kingdom is the kingdom of Yahuwah don't represent yourself ungakhulumi into zakho abantu ufike ebandleni abantu babone wena yazi kunabantu bokuthi na abafundiswa ukukhuleka kumele baze bakukhulekelwa umfundisi
how
you don't have the power
hey,
the power is in me
hey matot
I am the one even for you to be healed even for you to be protected in your own car kumele beke sticker sakamakamu nendlebe enkulu
hey matot
ubona lapha kwebuku lapha kuri sticker saka makamu nendlebe enkulu ngithimank
hey wena
nasemuva lapha ukuthi bangayishayise ngasemuva kuri sticker saka makamu ne badge yakhe onendlebe enkulu ame nomfazi wakhe akhepa amazinyo kongathi u advertiser i Colgate so urepresenta bani kathi leli bandla elaka phela mina ngangithi nizokubona laphayana enkangala ume nomama but because that is not your church the church of Christ kuma uChrist akumelanga uzirepresente wena ama board emabandleni abekiwa representa abafundisi bamile then I congregation ye gupe ngamadolo yawa kwenza yonke lento lena but umfundisi yena uyamile ngoba leli bandla elake leli elake leli elake leli akatshelwa la if you dare don't touch the anointed man of God bafika ngizisi don't touch him. So mntakababa uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi silethe iredence leizoba imrepresenta yena ukukhuluma kwethu makurepresenta yena ukuhamba kwethu makurepresenta yena uyazi uyakhumbula lesi sikhathi nke ngangena ezibhedlela khona la iteremuherane bangigwazile ngiphumela phayana iwadi yonke yayingibiza baba umfundisi but azange ngikhulume ukuthi ngumfundisi bengivuka nje ngiqhuka ngikhuleke ngiadvise angixoxa ngize ngisho ngiloku ngisho ukuthi la angizokuhlala la bantshele ukuthi ngizohlala 2 months ngathi la I'm not going to stay here. This place is not mine. Ngihamba futhi ngizoqala ku-exercise in 3 weeks ngiqala ku-exercise in 4 days exercise ngiphuma ngigibela i-steps within iviki lesibili ngangiphuma esibhedlela but hamba uye ekhaya because that is not my place. I represent the Almighty. When I speak, I must represent ubaba. Uma abantu bangibona ngihamba, mangirepresent ubaba. Mama angazirepresent mina nabantwana bami. Manga, ngoba mina ngikwazi ukumsiza umuntu. Uma umuntu afika ebandleni, ngizomsiza ngani? And to see ukuthi na I represent myself. Even when I pray to the people, to the sick people, after praying, then I'm buzzer, hey Ray, how are you feeling now? Then in some fact, pray to Martin, I don't feel okay.
Hey, my dad.
Who am I to ask him? Mm. But the Bible does not say, kutina, hambambuza, kutina, uzizwa ganja. Let it just lay hands and go. Indaba yokuphilisa kusiyona yakho, iyakababa. We just lay hands and go. Uma tina no ikhanda lisashaya ngizomthini. The Holy Bible is the only one place u Jesu afika wakhuluma namademon atina ningabonini ningingakhe but siyilegend but sayithatha leyo nto lelapho uma ufika lapha hey hini namademon ningakhe la nifuna bani la nilo abantu abangakhe. Jesus did not say good ambani or kuluman matimon. Ote lay hands and kosha lay on to lay up. But because this is for our own glory, we are representing ourselves. We are not representing the kingdom. It's about me kuta bantu bang bon umakamuna manta vela nginawo ngisikora. Ayi wakankulunkulu, awakankulunkulu, lay hands and go. Lay hands and go.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729. 6572729. Let's hear what you say. We are touching base on this, the very issue of our spiritual radiance. What it is even all about. When we say we radiate Christ, you know, just like the moon that radiates the sun at night. What does it mean? What is our spiritual radiance even all about? And the word says quite a lot with regards to this. We are talking about this. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this, the very aspect and issue of radiating Christ, what it is even all about. We are touching base on that. I trust and I believe the Father will just bless you so much in a mighty way. All right, Apostle, let me bring this to you. When we talk of our spiritual radiance, quite a lot comes to mind, because the Father says quite a lot with regards to this. Now, I'm looking at Psalms 34, verses 5. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. I like the concept of the being radiant and not being ashamed. Being radiant means also they represented, they shone back, you know, they reflected the light of the Father. And then when it says they were without shame, it means then, therefore, the righteousness of the Father was also within them. Because when they say they were shameless, it means they had become sinless.
Yep.
The light also represents the holiness of the Father which is in us, and his righteousness within us that continues to shine towards men. Continues to shine even towards men and becomes a greater testimony. And I think one of the things that really won me to Christ, that I was also seeing in the lives of people without them being aware. What comes to mind?
The very scripture so sebadileng moruti se bea hantle gore they looked up to him, or they looked at him and their faces began to radiate.
Yes.
So the key here is to look upon the Lord. Now the focus should be on him. So it's only when we look koye naremusheva, then reflection ya ha ya wanahala mohorona.
Yeah.
You know, light ya ha iba transferred on us.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, we are able then, wherever we go, whether in cities and villages, you know, in our homes, neighborhood, we are able to shine forth the same light.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
But then, when the nako eya problem eva hore, then the focus ya shifter from the Lord.
Mm.
You know, funny enough, during the day I was just thinking, a thought just crossed my mind. You know, about your caller, it's not easy. And more especially, your caller, they say, over a leader, you know, that there's a lot of things you need to sacrifice.
Yes.
Sometimes you need to sacrifice your time with your family and people you love and with friends, so that you can continuously look at him, so that you can be able to radiate his glory and his light. Because he ba no re sa khone go shebana le yena modimo, like as I say, moruti a re khone u shaena. And at the end of the day, manje mo se nga sa khone u shaena, u bulete something very powerful at the start, or you know, but ba bangata ke ntho tse ngata tse di shaenang mo rona, but it's not the radiance and the light of God. And because now lighting shining, so the focus at the end of the day, even more on. So we become, you know, the light, we become the, you know, the in thing. So who shine, because like really, really, truly speaking, people are doing everything possible to make sure that the spotlight is on them.
Eish.
To make sure that the spotlight is on what they are doing. So it's all about, look at me, look at what I'm doing. So the light is always around what they are doing. And as we focus on shining the spotlight on us, this thing spotlight is a mudim. Hence, he's a cloud chaser, you know. Whatever chaser the cloud, because, you know, when something is happening, somebody's an insane, babang rivato tepa into that, forgetting that. We need to continue. But for me, scripture is also very like, it's something that I believe. The focus should be on him.
Yes.
And as we continue to focus on him, we begin to radiate, we begin to shine like him.
Yes.
And when we shine like him, there's a song, bright in the corner
where you are. Yeah.
But now, arsa corner, who brighter in the corner when we are, because here shine is a delight, it's a light. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because it's not connected. So, Luru never Mudimu. Here is Topa who focus on Mudimu. Here is Topa who spend the time with Mudimu. Light the Ella in Eva Dim Hanyani Hanyani. Before you know it, Hausa shine. And then Hausa Tolu shine now over the alternatives. But then when you read in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible puts it also very nice, Aaron. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. The reason why our light should shine is so that our work can be visible. And when the light of God shine over us, on us, when people bar lebella, they wanna be like him because they see him in us. And as they do so, then Bible is they will glorify our Father who is in heaven. So the truth of the matter, let us continue, we do le ho yena, refocus ho yena, so that light ya hai ubona hale ho yena, our faces. You know, honale, funny enough, there's a video I wanted to put on my thing. This guy, or why you thinking, yeah, glow. Even if when I don't want to glow, yeah, glow, can the mudumu expect that to glow? Because ultimately, hanza tola pele a spend na kwa haole mudumu, mudumu mete a glow. You know, people will always say, hey, Maro, come on. You know, some people think it's what you are wearing. Maybe it's what you put, applying on your face or the clothes you are. You know, muto haspenda na kule mudimu manu, wabona hala. Uba kohidi. People get drawn to you somehow. And then, baba ambasara thing to think about la uripela. But then there's always a thing about people who radiate the glory and the brightness of God, truly. And misebenza bona ya paka, ipakela that radiance. Because you cannot radiate glory amudimu, uskapakela ke misebenza ilukile.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because you show that your good works can be seen and people can glorify your Father. So we are not seeing good works because you are not radiating the glory of God. We are radiating. When I talk about ambience, it's a ambience. So ambience also is part of the glory.
Yes.
But lightning, but over specialized in kabodi setting in theaters, lighting, they are able to create a particular ambience.
Yes.
So we have become such masters in creating an ambience because we don't radiate Christ. We don't spend time with him. His light does not reflect on us.
It is said when we don't radiate him the way we are supposed to, even though he has put Christ who he is, his complete light within us. You see, that is the issue. When we don't radiate him properly, it is a sign of an incumbent disobedience on our part. Because when he put Christ in us, he put him completely with his light within our hearts. For his word is written in our hearts, and it is the light for all mankind. It is said when we go the opposite direction. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Now, I'm looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 1, Mfundis Makam. Who is like a wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the sternness of his face is changed. The wisdom that is given to us, as I spoke earlier on, is Christ himself. For Christ is the wisdom of the Most High. And he makes our faces to shine. He makes our faces to shine. We radiate him at all times. The sternness of his face, the sternness of our faces is changed. It means we start to experience a transformation because of this light. We experience a transformation. This light is amazing. The disciples, when they were with Christ, they see him being transformed. They call it the transfiguration. They saw a glorious body of Christ. Something that was never seen before. They saw it.
Yes.
This second Adam, they saw with their own naked eyes. The very same thing that you spoke about the light that was burning on Moses. And they had to cover him because they were seeing themselves naked without that light which is upon Moses. Mm. The very same thing that Adam and Eve started to see upon themselves because the light had left. And they felt naked because the light had left. All right, let's take a call. So, Bona Dumela, hi. Siyaphila njani kodwa baba? Thank you. Yeah. Hey, Yeah. Yeah.
I
must kuleke ukuthi uphile egameni lenkosi yethu ephilayo yahusha hamashi uChrist impela akuphilise ngemizimbo yakhe akahlulwa nakhoke phila njalo phila. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, let me bring it to you again, Muruti. I was talking about the very aspect of the wisdom of the Father in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 1. It is Christ himself. Moreover, when you look into Isaiah 60, verses 1, it says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Elohim is risen upon you." We should know that. The light of the Father is upon us and his glory is also upon us. And we should not look down on that. Neither should we teach anyone anything less than that. Konamanje people, as the apostle has been saying, people are going for fame. You know, when someone talks about Christ and anything, and someone says, "I've been sent by Christ," but continuously speak ukuthabantu bamazi ukuthi yena ubani, that is idolatry in disguise. That is idolatry. Kuduma wena kudlula indaba okufanele uyikhulume nokukhanya okufanele ukukhombe. You are an idolater if you do that. And so, the word says, "Arise and shine," which means be quickened. Let your spirit wake up. Wake up from the slumber of the world. Move out of darkness. To rise also means to wake up, to move out of darkness. And see the glory of the Father upon your life. See what he has prepared. Plans that he has for us to prosper us and not to harm us. It's amazing that at times we overlook this. Mfundisi.
Yeah, ku no mfundisi ngabe kumbuka lana no mfundisi kumabona kuthi. Ova ngokuthi uma khulekela umuntu aqeda athi, "I am really hot."
Hey madodha.
Yeah.
At your new railroad.
Hey.
Hey, my daughter.
I'm going to call my colleague. I am railroad. No demon can stand against me.
I get.
You understand? Hmm. I'm a prophet. A prophet. I call that in a. Did you ever met before? Which, you know, I am really hot. I always speak of courage.
Hey, well. Hey.
Yeah, who are courage for me? We have to understand it. I'm a demon. I'm quasi.
Not truth, but accurate. Yes, hey. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. But from which spirit?
Yeah.
Now, Mexico, Lapo, Okumeris, Pegasu Bambeco. Anything. So, also Lapana, Umeti, chapter 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world, like a seed on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. You understand? Verse 16. In the same way, let your light, let your good deeds shine out for all to see.
Yes.
So that everyone will praise. La inkinga is not about umakamu or urei or apostle pum. It's not about him or her. But it's about the Father.
Yeah.
The glory goes to him. Who is makamu? Who is rei? Akusinto zalutho lezinto ziyafa lezinto lezinto. Azikwazi ukumsiza umuntu lezi bathi umakamu lokhu. Akanalutho lo makamu lona. But uma sithatha ubaba, abantu bamthola ubaba, basizakala ngokuthi bathola ubaba. Not umakamu. Umakamu is just a servant, a tools uNkulunkulu apho. And you know kuthina, a tools. Ngaphela ispanela number 12 laphaya ngikaqhethekisi ngelinye ilanga. Ngisireplosile ngoba sifile.
Ya.
Ngasireplosa. Angithi sidecide ukuphuka.
Ya.
So, it's like makamu, that is panela number 12. Uma umakamu bambona ukuthi uyaphuka, ingqondo yasebenza kahle, No one can limit God. Mm. And he will never be limited by me. I know, who's stuck. You will never. And can you put us a bit stuck in a parking? Where am I? So, umuntu masiveze ubaba emuntwini.
Yeah.
But no baba lona uqala, mabambone nalapha kini aphile. Not only by words, by our action.
Yeah.
Communication nina nikhuluma isilungu, and action speak louder than words.
Hey, my dad.
Uma ngaba kugcwele ubaba enhlizweni yami. Whenever I speak, kuzophuma ubaba. Uma ngaba akugcwalanga ubaba enhlizweni yami, into uzoyikhuluma, kuzophuma le nto kuyiyo igcwele. So makugcwale ubaba, kugcwale action. You know this word, uma lifike emuntwini, uma ufika, uma ukhuluma phambi kwabantu. Abantu mabamuzwe uNkulunkulu ungazanga ucela no amen kodwa bamuzwe uNkulunkulu ungazanga ucela amen but abantu masebezwa wena then ke uzoba inhlupho ebantwini because usho ukukhuluma intando yakho ebantwini and in light kaNkulunkulu how do we bring light ungekho ku light Number one, you must be in the light. Awukwazi ukuletha into ungekho kuye, ungekho kuyo. Le nto uzoyiletha lawo, uma ngaba ugcwele eNigeria, uzoletha eNigeria. Uma ngaba ugcwele eMozambique, uzoletha eMozambique. Uma ngaba ugcwele ama-newspaper, uzoletha ama-newspaper. You know, there was a pastor who used to ukuthi noma amashumayela, I 10 minutes you speak the word, the rest azokhuluma ngeKaizer Chiefs. Ukuthi shana kangakanani. Angazi manje njengoba sebayithathela amakhaphi nalaba ngamahlanya wasePitori ukuthi pheka kukhuluma ngani. You understand?
Yeah.
I 40 minutes yonke akukhuluma ngabo Thabo Moka, akukhuluma ngabo bani bani. Basizakala ngani ngoThabo Moka abantu, basizakala ngani ngoDr. Khumalo ebantwini. But when you give people the weight and lelizwelela Born. And we thank God because the very same pastor, but we never told her. I teach him about full feet in and told me.
I will.
Yeah, boom. Bum close. Bum close. Bum sister. Because look, drele. We are born with Lomutu like a Galanga is who tell you, Shalala. Who's the woman that would he can.
Yeah.
So let us speak the word. You know, ladies, you must dwell. I look past what is the shining of change. You know what happened in the Babalas is Bamas go to Piraganda. That is why when you do something wrong, Kukarabo, Namantanga Pant, but how Maka the Kanga, no Makam, ah, Namingangan and Kiji.
Hey, my dad.
Yeah. Why by so kanjar? By bona to the
entry.
It's because Babana Logan Quenza could buy Bona to Log Akusi. Then came at me, I'm from the swimming, is cutting color from the summer Sunday school in the 80s. Young is totally cool. Nasu can never give any passing in your first step. You jump. In Ghana, the Sunday school, some members said, I'm a kid, I'm a killer, I'm a passing, I'm a pastor. Why is Mama Zengan? She born up to I'm doing something that I was not supposed to do. Why is Mama Zibonka Nabala? So, upon to Banga Panj, Bala Zila, you go to Umunda Amba, where life, Upila Kanja, Ukuruma Kanja, Ushina Kanja, Aka Kulumi, Noma Kanja, Lumuntu, Uninshela Kulumangai. That is why I'm going to upit. Uzama ukufika le ntombazane lela but as angamazi yabuye yabona nangendlela aqoke ngayo ngoba naloku ugqoka nakhona lama see through siwabonayo
hey my dad
ayakhuluma ukuthi na are you the light or not?
Yeah.
Ngendlela sigqoka ngayo.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Nangendlela uzo dance ngayo. Kunama dance athathwayo ngaphandle aleta esontweni. Afa ku Jesu, Jesu, Jesu. Dathi kuthi na nje kube nogama lithi Jesu but uyayibona ukuthi inspiration akusiyiya yana.
Mm.
Bo outside.
Yeah. No.
Seku dance ngenye indlela uyayibona ukuthi yini umkhuba ke phakathi lento le. But just in the go, ngoba kwale ngoma leya kukhishelela gama kukhishelela then kubekwa u Jesu laphana how yavumeleka inspiration asahlon.
Mm.
What is bad this song?
Yeah. No, ngiyakuzwa.
Into le lapho.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. Let us hear what you say on this matter. 082657-2729. You can talk to us directly there. I am very keen to hear what you say on this matter. And of course, sometimes, you know, we go on to an extent of actually not shedding quite the right light. And it is because of acculturations and some of the things we have learned along the way, which is a serious problem even today. Remember, I told you about Evangelist Green that, you know, he's supposed to be on the show. Let's hear a bit.
Yes, this topic, spiritual radiance, is such a wonderful topic, hallelujah. You know, when I studied this, I found out that radiance, it means to glow.
Mm.
It means to be bright. It means brightness.
Yeah.
It means glory. It means to be light, hallelujah. So the topic that we have tonight, we are talking about spiritual radiance, our spiritual glow, our spiritual brightness, hallelujah.
Mm.
And you know, it encouraged me so much because there's so much to talk about this. It can even take us back to the beginning.
Yeah.
But I think as we are talking, I will bring back something to you now, hallelujah. I will bring something to you now, hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. And we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.